It's a fabulous song, isn't it? Wives and Lovers, a Burt Bacharach song playing this morning on Michigan Radio, and performed the amazing voice there of Martin Neely, who you maybe know for his roles in musical theatre. He's been in the West End, so many productions, and around the world. You might know him from the London production of Les Miserables, where he played the role of Grantier, and he was also part of the cast for their 25th celebration concert just down the road at the O2. And if you've watched the movie, won so many awards, that movie, didn't it? A great movie. Martin was singing on that. Well, he joins me on the line now. And Martin, you've been singing the songs of Burt Bacharach for quite a while now, haven't you?
Yes, I've been singing for 2.5 years now. We're doing that show, so yeah.
Does it ever get old singing these songs?
No, I mean, the fact that Burt Bacharach's music is so good, it's the test of time, and since, what, the early 60s, and it still does now. It's such fantastic music, and it speaks to a lot of people, and it spans a lot of generations as well.
What do you think it is about the music that keeps it alive all this time?
I think it's a combination of the lyrics from Hal David, and the fact that although the songs sound simple, they're really complex, and that comes down to Burt Bacharach's musicality and his influences from so many different backgrounds, and jazz and pop and classic and everything. So he incorporates all that into his music. And then again, the songs tell a story as well, and because they've been going for so long, they're kind of like the soundtrack to our lives. So they speak to everyone in their own individual ways, I think.
You've been touring the show, as you say, for now quite a few years. But did you find it a challenge when you first had to sing these songs?
I think it's a challenge to do them justice, and to make sure you do them justice, because it's a big responsibility, because they're such good songs, and you want to do the best you can. And what we try and do with our show is not recreate them and do impressions, but sing them in the original styles and the original orchestration. So you recognize the songs from when they first came out, from when Cilla Black sang them and when Marty Robbins sang them and things like that, and Tom Jones. So you've got all those memories, but not impersonations, but a tribute to, you know.
You're coming to the Assembly Hall Theatre at Tunbridge Wells on Sunday. What do we have to look forward to on Sunday evening?
Yeah, we're there on Sunday, aren't we? It's going to be very exciting. I've not been to Tunbridge Wells before, so it's going to be a good one, actually. We've got an 8-piece band with a 3-part horn section, so it's all live music, and that's really important, I think, for Burt Bacharach stuff, especially with the horn section as well, because you get that brass section, and nothing beats live music anyway. So we don't have any click tracks or recordings. It's all live there and then, and I think that's really important to stress, that you very rarely get such a big orchestra to be able to play this music, because you can't get that many people on stage anymore because it's just too expensive. But we don't care. We get everyone there. We've got 4 singers as well, myself, my wife Arabella, Janine, and Chloe coming along as well. So it's going to be a really good night.
These are all performers that have been in shows. They've really honed their art, and they're coming together for this show, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, you made me sound very grand at the beginning. I do.
Well, aren't you?
It's like, oh yeah, I have done all that. That's quite funny. It's quite, but it's weird when you hear it back and you think, oh yeah, yeah. But you're only as good as your last job, in a way.
Well, you should celebrate the successes as well, though.
Yes, thank you. It's nice to point out. Thank you very much. My wife Arabella, she was in the Dusty show in the West End, and so there was a lot of Burt Bacharach music in that as well, because Dusty Springfield sang a lot of Burt's music. And then Chloe Dupre's been touring up and down the country with bands and music for years and years and years. And Janine Johnson, she does lots of stuff at the jazz clubs around London, and she's going to be joining us as well. So she's a cracking voice as well. So yeah, and she does the Blues Brothers tour and all sorts. So yeah, there's some good voices on there. There's some good voices.
And you were in Starlight Express as well, weren't you?
Yes, yeah, I did the final year in London, which was really exciting. It was my first West End contract, so it was a really exciting time for me. And we did the final year, yeah, we closed the show. I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it was very, yeah, it wasn't my fault, I promise. So we did the final show at the Apollo Victoria in London, and yeah, it was a really exciting time as well. And then it gone on tours and just like that already, so, but yeah.
What a way to hit the West End in a show like that with roller skates. If this is not enough to deal with.
I hit it about 30 miles an hour, I did.
Are there any roller skates in Back to Bacharach?
There are no roller skates. There are no roller skates. However, we do have myself who's been in Starlight, and then we've got another singer that pops in every now and again. She was in Starlight as well, because I met her on that, so I popped her into the show as well at certain points. Because we rotate round every now and again if we've got different gigs. I mean, for instance, I'm up in Kilworth House in Leicestershire at the moment doing rehearsing for Guys and Dolls. So I'll be doing I'm doing the technical rehearsal at the moment, and then we'll pop down on Sunday morning and to do Tunbridge Wells, and then come back on Monday to carry on the tech, and we open on the Tuesday.
I had this kind of image of you just relaxing this week before the show on Sunday. You know, having your feet up, enjoying some of this sunshine with. But it's not the case then.
I can't say that I'm not relaxing, maybe. We have got the mornings off, so I've just been for a little run, and I mean, this is a beautiful area up at Kilworth. I mean, we're surrounded by, basically green and trees and fields and stuff, so it's an open-air theatre, so it's beautiful. I've got the morning off, but then we're working till 11 tonight, so, in the afternoon. So you do what you do, but I mean, it's fantastic work and we love it, so.
So the show is on Sunday, Back to Bacharach. What would you say to someone wondering whether to come down?
You will be surprised how many songs you don't realise that Philip Bacharach wrote. The list is just incredible. The back catalogue, I mean, he had over 50 top 40 hits in the UK alone and over 70 in the US. And so you will know the majority of if you don't think you will know them. I mean, the amount of stars that have sung his songs and the amount of re-recordings of individual songs. I mean, there's a song, This Guy's in Love with You, has been recorded by over 130 different artists, so in different versions. I mean, the songs are just fantastic, and you know, he wrote so many film scores as well, and a couple of musicals, and you know, the soundtrack to Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and What's New Pussycat. There's just the amount of songs and the back catalogue and just the standard of music is just fantastic. And you may think that it's for older generation, but it's not. It's for the whole family. It's a great night.
We've played quite a few of the songs this morning, but do you have a favourite to perform?
I have two favourites, because one of them is 24 Hours from Tulsa, because it's just a cracking song. Gene Pitney in 1965. It's a brilliant song. And I love singing it, and it's really fun. But it's a song that I've learned for doing this show. But my favourite, I think, is the theme Arthur's theme, because it's something that I remember from my childhood, and it was sort of early 80s, and it just sort of shows how many generations Burt Bacharach spans. I mean, 1958 was his first number one, I've lost it. Second one was was Magic Moments. Story of My Life was the first one. So he started in 1958, and I mean, in the early 80s, and I'm remembering songs from that, and it's such a great song, Christopher Cross, and with lyrics by Carol Bay Sager as well. So yeah, it's just brilliant, and it's a really cracking song, and it's got a fantastic saxophone solo. So we usually get our saxophone player right at the front center to do this big solo in the middle of it, and so that's one of my favorites, because I loved it as a kid as well.
Well, we've got some of those on the way this morning. I was actually going to play another track from the actual show. I was going to play Alfie next this morning, but we've got 24 Hours from Tulsa on the way, and I'll dig out Arthur's theme as well. I remember watching the film when that was in there, and there's a great one, isn't there, Ronan Keating did a whole album of tracks, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. We do a little known track called Little Red Book, and it's originally from the What's New Pussycat film, and it's not very well known. It's kind of when they're in the club dancing in the film, and I think Burt had to write music to fit them moving. They didn't have the music to begin with, so whatever they were moving to, he sort of fit the music to them, and then it was recorded by Manfred Mann, and then later on by Mel Torme, and then Ronan Keating did a whole album of Burt Bacharach stuff, and we've taken our version from Ronan Keating's version. It's a really lovely jazzy swing version of it, and it's a really fun song, actually. Sometimes you get people going, oh yeah, I know that one. Some people like, not at all. So it's 50-50. You either know it or you don't. But it's a really lovely song. It's great.
Well, if you haven't heard it yet, we'll be playing that this morning on Michigan Radio. Martin, so lovely to chat to you. I hope the show goes well. We better let you get on with the tech rehearsal this afternoon. And we look forward to seeing you at Tunbridge Wells at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells on Sunday.
Indeed, we look forward
evening.
To being there.
Absolutely. If you like tickets, assemblyhalltheatre.co.uk is the website. Martin, thanks very much. Let's play some music from the show. This is Alfie from the show Back to Bacharach. It plays your local Miskin Radio.
What's it all about?